The students at Eugene Field A Plus Elementary gather in the auditorium to kick off what's known as Multiple Intelligence Day. After introductions and excitement building, the kids follow their teachers from room to room for special activities. Today, they will drum on buckets, throw darts in the gym, and make colorful cards for veterans. Here in the library, SDPB invited kindergartners, first graders, and second graders to record a podcast. We gathered classroom instruments and used creative audio storytelling to bring you a performance of a classic children's book. Take a listen. Millions of Cats by Wanda Gog. Once upon a time, there was a very old man and a very old woman. They lived in a nice, clean house, which had flowers all around it, except where the door was. But they couldn't be happy because they were so very lonely. "If only we had a cat," sighed the very old woman. "A cat?" asked the very old man. "Yes, a sweet little fluffy cat," said the very old woman. "I will get you a cat, my dear," said the very old man. And he set off over the hills to look for one. He climbed over the sunny hills. He trudged through the cool valleys. He walked a long, long time, and at last he came to a hill that was quite covered with cats. Cats here, cats there, cats and kittens everywhere, hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats. "Oh," cried the old man joyfully, "now I can choose the prettiest cat and take it home with me." So he chose one. It was white. But just as he was about to leave, he saw another one. All black and white, and it seemed just as pretty as the first. So he took that one also. But then he saw a fuzzy gray kitten way over here, which was every bit as pretty as the others. So he took that one too. And now he saw one way down in a corner, which he thought too lovely to leave. So he took this one too. And just then over here, the very old man found a kitten, which was black and very beautiful. "It would be a shame to leave that one," said the very old man. So he took it. And now over there he saw a cat which had brown and yellow stripes like a baby tiger. "I simply must take it," cried the very old man. And he did. So it happened that every time the very old man looked up, he saw another cat, which was so pretty he could not bear to leave it. And before he knew it, he had chosen them all. And so he went back over the sunny hills and down through the cool valleys to show all his pretty kittens to the very old woman. It was very funny to see those hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and trillions of cats following him. They came to a pond.
"Mew,
mew, mew, we are thirsty," cried the hundreds of cats. Thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats. "Well, here is a great deal of water," said the very old man. Each cat took a sip of water, and the pond was gone. "Mew, mew, now we are hungry," said the hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats. "There is much grass on the hills," said the very old man. Each cat ate a mouthful of grass, and not a blade was left. Pretty soon, the very old woman saw them coming. "My dear," she cried, "what are you doing? I asked for one little cat, And what do I see? Cats here, cats there, cats and kittens everywhere. Hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats. But we can never feed them all, said the very old woman. They will eat us out of house and home. I never thought of that, said the very old man. What shall we do? Now the very old woman thought for a while, and then she said, I know, we will let the cats decide which one we should keep. Oh, yes, said the very old man, and he called to the cats, which one of you is the prettiest?
I am,
cried hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and trillions of voices. For each cat thought itself the prettiest, and they began to quarrel. They bit and they scratched and clawed each other and made such a great noise that the very old man and the very old woman ran into the house as fast as they could. They did not like such quarreling. But after a while, the noise stopped, and the very old man and the very old woman peeped out of the window to see what had happened. They could not see a single cat. I think they must have eaten each other all up, said the very old woman. It's too bad. But look, said the very old man, and he pointed to a bunch of high grass. In it sat one little frightened kitten. They went out and picked it up. It was thin and scraggly. Poor little kitty, said the very old woman. Dear little kitty, said the very old man, how does it happen that you were not eaten up with all those hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and trillions of cats?
I'm just a scraggly little cat,
said the kitten.
Who, when you asked who was the prettiest, no one bothered with me.
They took the kitten into the house where the very old woman gave it a warm bath and brushed its fur until it was soft and shiny. Every day they gave it plenty of milk, and soon it grew nice and plump. And it is a very pretty cat after all, said the very old woman. It is the most beautiful cat in the whole world, said the very old man. I ought to know, for I've seen hundreds of cats, thousands of cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats, and not one was as pretty as this one. The end. That was Millions of Cats by Wanda Gogg, performed by the students at Eugene Field A-plus Elementary in Sioux Falls. As we embrace a new year, let's also hear from the older students at Eugene Field. SDPB brought podcasting equipment to the library to ask questions about how kids see their lives and the future. Emma, what do you think your city will look like in 100 years?
I have two options for that. I think it might be like really futuristic and cool, or kind of like burnt down and really weird.
Well, the futuristic and cool thing, what would be cool about it?
I picture it like there's probably helicopters instead of cars now, and people are, and if they don't, if they want to walk somewhere, they have like hoverboards and stuff.
In the worst case scenario, in the city that you hope this doesn't happen, but it's things are kind of falling apart, what caused it?
I'm thinking climate change and probably animals going to extinction. I think there would be maybe more fires because of climate change, and then probably not as many pets are available and not as much food.
So what do you think are some of the things that we might do to make the great city happen and some of the things that we might do to make sure that the worst kind of city does not come to pass.
Something we could probably do to make the better city happen is, instead of like driving cars everywhere, if you want to go to a park and you live close to it, you can walk instead. And if you have a pet, you can bring them.
Yeah. Isabel, what do you think robots should never be allowed to do?
Definitely like a doctor or any way of like teaching. Because I feel that maybe they wouldn't have like the right connections to how another, like how a human would feel about something to understand what they might be going through. So like a teacher would need to be able to do that. Yeah. And a doctor would need to be calm and be like, okay, they might be scared or feel a different emotion than just not feeling one at all.
Tell me something your teacher does that you would not want a robot to try to do, even if the robot was really pretty good.
First of all, teach, but she organizes the room like in very even ways. And I feel like a robot would move everything around and there might be more confusing patterns of how it's organized.
Do you think that we let robots do too much already?
A little. We have people that we kind of talk to, like Alexa or Siri. There's other forms where people will ask questions and they just get an answer right away. I feel that's strange, and I feel like we should just ask like something else, like a person maybe.
Yeah. Tell me this. Are there things that you think robots should be allowed to do and things that you think robots should not be allowed to do?
I think robots should allow to do is drive kids to different restaurants, even the theater, and different fast food places.
And what should a robot never be allowed to do?
Torture. And tell the kids what to do.
Yeah. That's a very thoughtful answer. Thank you, Sherwood. Well done. If you could make one rule or law that all adults would have to obey, what would it be?
Stay sober.
Stay sober. Tell me more about that.
A lot of deaths in the world are because people are either smoking cigarettes or drinking. It's not a good thing, and people could live longer if they don't do that type of stuff.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to stay away from things that they know are bad for them?
Well, my mom smokes cigarettes, and one thing she told me is it's like once you start, it's really hard to get off of it because it just feels like you're always craving it all the time.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you can do that are healthy for you that maybe will keep you from staying away from things that are sometimes hard to resist?
Drink water, eat fruits, just try to, like, stay away from it. My mom's starting to lower and lower get packs of cigarettes, so I'm proud of her for that. And
yeah. She's lucky to have you as a son taking care of her. Yeah. Thank you, Courage.
No problem.
You heard there from students at Eugene Field A+ Elementary in Sioux Falls. Special thanks to the teachers, administrators, and to librarian Beth Versteeg for making school such a wonderful place to share stories. I'm Lori Walsh. Happy New Year from SDPB.